Sounding the same message he did in the 2000 election, Nader said the two major parties have sold out to corporate interests. And while he earned more applause for his attacks on the Bush administration, he also had harsh words for the peace movement.
50 cents out of every operating dollar you send to Washington goes for more munitions, more aircraft carriers, more nuclear subs to add to our arsenal that now can blow up the world 300 times and make the rubble bounce. And where's the anti-war movement? You know where they are? They're too busy mumbling, anybody but Bush, leave Kerry alone. Don't make any demands on her.
Nader also lashed out at a group of his former supporters who were urging voters not to vote for him in swing states to prevent a Bush victory. He said the group VoteToStopBush.com has given in to the politics of fear. But group spokesperson, Madison activist John Stauber, says they're just being practical.
Right now, the far-right Republican Party controls the White House, the Supreme Court, and both branches of Congress. In my personal opinion, it's absolutely essential to stop George Bush.
Nader's Madison visit also drew protest from another group of former Nader supporters. They're angry about his campaign accepting support from the Reform Party. UW student Bria Morgan voted for Nader in 2000.
I feel that by accepting a Reform Party nomination, a party that has apologists for the Ku Klux Klan, a party that's just overtly racist and just to the far right of the mainstream Republican Party right now, he is being hypocritical.
But 58-year-old Richard Phillips says he likes Nader's commitment to a single-payer health care system, and he's not worried about wasting his vote.
I voted for Al Gore last time. Al Gore got 534,895 votes more than George Bush. This time, I'm voting for principle rather than party.
The latest polls show President Bush ahead of John Kerry by 8 points in Wisconsin. Nader got 94,000 votes in Wisconsin 4 years ago. 13,000 of them were cast in Dane County. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.